All right, as we head into the Christmas week, this is a tough subject, but it's one we need to address because sadly, this time of year, many people face depression because many of them have no families to spend time with, or they've got families that they've got struggles with, or they are just struggling because it's colder and they're inside more and there's more solitude, lack of connections. It could be for a various number of reasons. It could be from things from their past that are still tormenting and haunting them. It could be they wish they were married or wish they weren't married or had kids or don't have kids. It's amazing the number of things that go through people's heads. So let's look at some of the statistics and look at how we can actually help and pray for people who are struggling with mental health. So what exactly is a mental health issue? Well, it could include anxiety, depression, being bipolar or schizophrenic. It could be a food disorder like anemia. Anorexia or bulimia. It could be OCD or PTSD. And then it could be suicidal thoughts. One in every five adults live with a mental illness in the United States. One in 25 live with a serious mental illness that they're aware of. 50% of it starts before they're 14 years. So we've got some praying to do. 75% start by 24 years old, and just over 10 million over the age of 18 have more than one addiction or mental health disorder, unless they see the hope in Jesus and in our unified prayers. The worst part of this, in the U.S., suicide is now the 10th leading cause of death for all ages, and it's in the top four for children. So we really need to do some praying. According to CDC, a person dies of suicide every 11 minutes. Every 11 minutes. All right, so Father, we come before you and we pray that God, families would be aware of their children, what they're doing, what they're thinking, what they're saying. They would pay attention, both their extended family and the initial family. We pray that they would speak life and not death over their kids, that they would tell them they're valued and important, and they would speak that to them, that they would monitor their screen time, ensure that they have enough time to do something outside and physical to help increase their endorphins, which can fight depressing thoughts. We also pray, God, that they would watch their diets, which has been known to also play as a factor in this. We pray, God, that they would pray over their children's thoughts and teach them to take their thoughts captive, replacing them with how you, Father God, view us. You say in your word, God, that we can never escape from your spirit. We pray Psalm 139 over these people who are thinking about suicide at this season. And we pray, God, that the numbers in our county will decrease in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that they can never get away from your presence. If they go to heaven, you're there. If they go to the grave, you're there. If they ride the wings of the morning, if they dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide them. God, we pray that they would see that they can't take their life and get rid and leave you. That, God, that you know exactly where they're at no matter what. We pray, God, that they would seek your hand and your strength, and that would support them. We ask, God, that the light would surround them and that they would see that you are that light to them, that you made them, all their delicate inner parts of their body, and you knit them together in their mother's womb. Help them to know that they are valued most of all by you, Father God. May those words penetrate the taunting of the evil one. We pray, God, that you will show them that you watched over them as they were being formed in utter seclusion, as they were woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw them before they were born. And whether they think they're wanted or not today, God, we pray that they would know that they are accepted and wanted by you, because you do not want one person to perish, but all to come to everlasting life. We praise you, God, that every day of their life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. God, help them to know that you think precious thoughts about them, oh God, that they can't be numbered. They can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of the sand. And when they wake up, that you are still with them. Help them to know that your presence is with them at all times. We pray for churches, their city, our county, to rise up and pray for the families and caretakers who deal with people who have mental health issues. We pray they find godly support, biblical support, that they can pray for deliverance for many of these people, that they would no longer be tormented. We pray they'd be delivered from any kind of drug that controls them. And instead, God, we pray for drugs instead that would help heal them. And we pray, God, most of all, for signs and wonders, miraculous signs and wonders, for people to be delivered from this darkness and these chains that have gripped them for so long. We pray for them to have more faith in you, and to that we would see in our lifetime people set free from mental health. We praise you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I just want to end by saying I was one of those people when I was younger. I tried to take my life more than one time. This was before Christ. This was after I came to know Jesus. I had a lot of needing of his value placed in me, and me being able to take thought captives and learn how to forgive people and learn how to deal with the tormenting thoughts that would come yearly and decide and find out why and how to stop them. So I have a testimony that Jesus can set you free from mental health tormenting thoughts that say you shouldn't live. And there's a lot of other lines the enemy puts in your brain. But I can tell you, I stand here in my golden years, having almost been taken multiple times by these evil thoughts that would just come over me over and over again. A lot of it had to do with the things that happened to me when I was young that I did not able to heal from because I was a victim of some things. But God has made me a victor over all of those. So if you ever want to chat with me about that, please reach out to me through our email at sbcuniteandawake@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you and love to pray for you, believing that God will set us free and we will see mental health disorders decrease and suicide not be such a high number in our county in the name of Jesus.